Hola.
Ah.
Yo hablando en español porque yo llego en un viaje
You're
de
literally
Medellín,
that one
Colombia.
white appropriator that goes to a foreign country and thinks they
Y
know everything.
fue la mejor viaje de mi vida.
Yep.
You understand that? You understand? I'm talking Spanish because I just went to Medellín, Colombia, and it was the best trip of my life. That's what I said, in case y'all were
Better than
wondering.
New
I don't
York?
know. You can't compare that to. It's like comparing, like Ritz crackers to, some nice caviar chips. Yeah, I went to Colombia. I didn't go for long enough. I'm really sad to be here. I was taking a walk and I was looking around and I was like, man, this place sucks. This place is so boring. It's very boring.
I don't think it's boring. I think
Just
it's just you're just so used to and used to it and comfortable to it.
No, boring as in like this place is boring. Like not activity, just like the way like
The way people live.
visually.
Oh.
No, the
Aesthetically.
visually, like the way this place looks is so ugly, it's so boring,
Well,
it's
that's an
so
opinion.
unnatural.
I feel like if
No.
someone from Colombia came to Florida, they would think that it's the most beautiful place, and that's why you're saying that you're
That's
going to Colombia.
no. No, see now you're talking, you're chatting. Colombia was beautiful. Yeah.
I thought he was about to spit in Spanish again.
Gracias. How's your week? How's your week? What you do?
Yeah, I guess we'll just
You college
update.
grad? College
Yeah,
grad?
here it goes.
Master's grad? Child education? Mahul
This
Khan Labyrinth. Labyrinth Ave. Labyrinth
this
Ave, the
man will
college
not let
grad.
me talk. You want me to say it in Spanish too?
Yes.
Hola, mi amo. Yo soy un.
Mi mamá. Wait, mi
No,
mamá.
actually, I'm trying to learn Spanish again. Duolingo got me. Hold on,
Sponsor
there's
us.
some cops. There's a goose chase outside.
You say a
A
goose
crazy goose
chase?
chase outside. I am officially done with my master's, so that means I am officially relaxing, or trying to, for the first time. My graduation has finally been announced. You guys know that we've been waiting for that for a few months now. They actually announced it 2 weeks prior to the actual graduation, so that means Mushun has to book very last minute tickets to come through. But you are officially, well, almost officially talking to Mahua Khan MA.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's the first two letters of my name. It's like I already got a master's.
Anyway, moving on. This man always got to make it about him. Welcome back to Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives, your favorite brown safe space. I am Mahua.
You're what?
You didn't like that?
This brown safes. Oh, okay, I didn't hear you correctly. Sorry. My name is Mosh. They call me Mosh in Colombia.
This man's just gonna mention Colombia.
I kept trying to say Mosh, and they weren't listening to me. Ah? Mosh. Mosh is fine.
Just gonna be Ma next time. So we have a lot to talk about in this episode, right? We are talking about finding your child inner self, right? What else do you want to talk about?
No, that's it.
So yeah, we're also gonna be talking about trying to find your identity outside of your South Asian household, which means reconnecting with your child self. And Mashun and I have been doing a few things now that we're older that are very closely related to what we were doing when we were younger. And we want to share the awakening that we've had and how it has, changed our perspective on things.
I wouldn't say I've had an awakening, more so just like a, I don't know. I think I see a little bit clear in my eyes. I started listening to this new artist. His name is Youngin Ace. He's a rapper from Jacksonville, and he's one of the most popular rappers in Florida right now because there's like a really popular beef going on with him and another group in Jacksonville. And I was listening to his new album, his first song. It's the introduction song, and the hook, he goes, "I've been looking different through my eyes," and he just says that back and forth. And I'm just like, man, I really like how that sounds, And so I was like listening to that song a lot when I was in Medellin. That's how like I was feeling. I feel like I'm just looking a little bit different, even though like I don't feel like I've like necessarily changed. It's just like I see a little bit more. I recognize a little bit more, and I recognize a little bit more about myself. I recognize a little bit more about what is important to me.
Yeah.
What it is that I want to get out of what I'm doing, and why I'm doing a lot of the things I'm doing in general, you know? So yeah, like I brought up this topic because, like, the whole time I was in Medellin, I literally just felt like a kid, you know. I felt like a first grader just running around like high school, just so interested and curious to learn about literally everything. You know, I was in, like, oh, I forgot what episode it was, when I talked about Masha and the Bear.
Masha and the Bear. And,
you know, just being a kid and being so curious to learn, and not like you know, just curious to learn, just wanting to learn, just open to learning. And I was feeling so much of that. And, you know, unfortunately, I feel like I did lose a little bit of it on the flight back here, but I still got it in me and I want to run with it for as long as possible.
But I mean, you were writing about it, right? You were writing about it and really reflecting when you were there. This man literally flew in yesterday. So we are recording this episode literally right after his flight from Colombia. So he's fresh. He got a lot of things in his head.
Fresh. Just hop off a jet. Spirit. How about you? How have you been feeling? Do you like this topic?
No, I do like this topic because I think, like, one of the biggest reasons, and Mashu knows this, when I moved out, one of the first paintings that I made in a really, really long time, maybe even years, was Let Your Inner Child Free, and it's hung up.
Free. Yeah, right. I know.
All right. It's actually hung up in my living room, in my little, you know, gallery that I have with my other paintings on my wall. And it's just a very nice reminder. And I've been trying to get in touch with my inner self more, whether it's, you know, crocheting, whether it's just doing things that used to make me really happy. And it's just like really small things. But yeah, I've been a little bit freer now that school is over. So I've been trying to do more things. I'm trying to crochet tonight after we record. You already know this.
When you think about when you think about elementary school, you know, what are some words or some things that just come to
you? You know what? I was actually thinking about that before we started recording, just to, you know, rack my brain. And I just, like, think about carefree. I think about spontaneous. I think about limitless. I think about rolling down hills. I think about playing tag at school recess or after school, like sunsets. And I just love that feeling. And I remember, actually, do you remember, Mashun, like a few months ago, you and I were both going through this identity crisis where we felt like we were just losing ourselves, and or like not even losing ourselves. Well, actually, yeah, probably losing ourselves. Losing ourselves and not knowing who we are. We were missing like our spontaneous selves because we were just so caught up with like being an adult and being mature and being, you know, in the bills and working and not having our fun selves anymore. And I think we slowly started getting it back because we started enjoying the little things a little bit more, whether it's, you know, like listening to old playlists or going on spontaneous solo dates. But I think the biggest thing for when I was younger, it's like I felt very free. And I think a lot of people start losing that as they get older is because they have so many responsibilities. A lot of their identity starts getting meshed in with other people, whether it's their friends, family, boyfriend, partner, whatever it is. So, yeah, I think everyone just, like, wants to get back to that old self.
I think it's like, you know, I was thinking on this trip, and we said this when we went to Mexico. It's like, you know, the most evil shit that humans go through is stress. You know, it's just being stressed out just makes everything else so dark. It makes, like, real life just, you know, it doesn't even matter. You know, it makes all the things that really do matter, it doesn't matter, because once you're stressed, everything else is put on the back burner. And that stress is prioritized, and it's put right up in the front. Nobody, like, sure, some people will, like, push their stress back to the back to the back and, like, continue having fun, but a majority of people, if they are stressed out, they're, like, incapable of really enjoying life. You know, right. It's always like, no, I can't do that. I got to go do this. And right. No, I can't, because I got to. And it's, you know, I'll just get straight into it. You know, one of the main points that I got out of my trip is I was talking to some of the friends that I made, and, you know, we were all sitting at a table, and they were just talking. You know, we were all just chilling. Beautiful, bro. The weather there was beautiful. Like, I didn't even tell you about that. The weather was amazing. Amazing. Every single day, they nicknamed the city of Medellin the city of eternal spring. Because the weather is just always amazing.
This man was so excited about the weather that he packed shorts. And then he realized that no one in Colombia wears shorts. So this man was stuck wearing his pants like a fool the whole trip.
All right. Like I was saying, they were all just talking. And I looked at them. I was like, you know what my favorite thing about this place is? I was like, you guys make sure to enjoy life. You guys, no matter what is going on in your life, you make it a point of your day or of your week or whatever to go out and really enjoy this city, have some fresh air, take some pictures outside, do whatever it is. You guys never like put that in the back burner for too long. It's like you guys always make sure to enjoy life. And that's something that I really want to carry over here, is I feel like I don't give myself the space to enjoy my morning cup of coffee, you know, like I don't get like to enjoy like my apartment. And like, these are all things that, you know, we talk about this stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Not even us, just like everybody talks about, you know, it's always just like some more like, oh, be present. You know,
yeah.
Try to be more present. And we always hear that. And we're like, yeah, of course. But it's like, I was talking to my sister when I got to the airport on my way back here. And she was just like, you know, a lot of the things that you get out of traveling, you don't get those lessons mm-hmm. from just, you know, hearing somebody else tell you or reading or whatever. Like, you have to go and see the way that other people live. Yeah. And yeah, man. So that's why I love this topic so much. And I really want to make sure that I do this, because I realize that stress is the murderer of all, you know. It really eliminates everything.
You know what it was making me think of? I've been actually trying to think of an art piece for the past couple of days, and actually tried sitting down today to try finding some inspiration to bring my idea to life. I really couldn't do it. But essentially, like, I was thinking about how people in our early 20s, like, there are a lot of kids in South Asian families who are just so stressed out because they're trying to make their parents proud. And they're essentially killing their early 20s by working away and, like, doing all of these different things to get, you know, validation from their parents. And, you know, you can literally be, like, slaving away. Like, you can have no sleep schedule. Like, your mental health is shit because you're trying to do all of these things at once. And your parents are still not saying that they're proud of you, first of all. And second of all, it's like, you're doing all of this for what? And second, it's like, you're really just, like, I get it because I go through this too. You're really just, like, furthering this cycle of where our parents kind of, like, worked away their lives and they wanted a better future for us. But now we're repaying them, which is fine, obviously, but we're working away our lives without actually enjoying the life that we have. And we're trying to get this, like, validation from them. And it's just so hard to get out of, because, like, I just finished my master's, and even, you know, before my master's, like, when I was doing my bachelor's, I was so stressed out. And especially, like, the last year and the last semester, like, I felt it so heavy on me. And, like, I knew that if I kept working the way that I was working, I was not going to have, like, a good life. Like, I knew that it was going to take a very, very heavy toll on me. And, like, even what Mashun was saying, I always would tell my friends, like, oh, I'll hang out with you next week, you know, not this weekend. Like, I'm busy this weekend, you know? And it's, like, it was very hard for me to carve out time for myself and for my friends and for things that I actually cared about, because I was just so focused on work. And I think that's also like an American or like a New York type of hustle mentality. And it's just so hard to get out of it. And I don't know what I need to really push me to live life. I think, you know, just me finishing my master's right now is making me feel, you know, more inclined to live life a little bit more, or even you motivating me to travel solo. But it is so needed. And, like, you cannot keep working on and on forever, you know? Like, it's really, really going to take a huge toll on you.
You know what's funny? You saying that just reminded me of something that I was thinking about. Like when I was talking to some of my friends there, and like I was introducing myself to them and whatever, I always make it a point, not even in Colombia, just when I meet new people in general, and I'm sure you do the same thing. They're like, "Oh, like what do you do?" And I always make sure to tell them that like I'm a hard ass worker. My work ethic is crazy. I'm a hustler. I'm in school. I do this. I do that. I do this while I do this and I do that. And like I do it to like big up myself, you know, just so like
Oh my God,
people know
I
that
was
I'm a
trying, I'm trying
hustler.
to stop doing that because I feel like I do this
Hold on,
too.
hold on, hold on. Let me finish my thought. Let me finish
Okay,
my
go
thought.
ahead.
I always make it a point to let them know that I'm a hustler. And what's funny is that every single person that I met in Colombia, they didn't give a shit that I worked my ass off. They were just like, "Why do you do all that?" You know? And I'm just like, "Huh." Damn. You know, like they didn't give me that validation that like, "Oh my God, you work so hard."
Right.
They're just like, "Okay, like
What's wrong with
you
you?
want to go out?" And I was like, "Man, like that's why I was saying like of course like at the end of the day, at the end of the day, of course, hard work is important, especially for immigrants who live in third world countries. You have to work, but that doesn't mean that you eliminate everything else. You know, like yes, you work hard, but you also enjoy life. And just those small interactions have me like, damn, like I know why I work so hard, but like at the end of the day, like why am I working so
Right.
hard and not enjoying life, you
Right.
know? So,
I think
what were you saying?
a good place to start, because I know that you were so close to not going on this solo trip, and like I kind of had to push you. I'm telling you, Mashun was so close to not going. Like I really had to like mouth feed him the ticket.
What the hell does that mean?
Give it to you in a forceful way.
Right. Continue.
No, but I think it just shows you that like you don't feel like you deserve a break. So you don't go on trips like that. You don't indulge in joyful things like that. And it's also like if you are missing a part of yourself, like what we were saying before, if you are missing like your spontaneous, carefree self, but you feel like you don't have the time to actually garner, not garner, what's the word?
I'm not too sure what you're saying yet, so I can't help too much.
But you don't know how to like hone up the courage to actually do that because you feel like you don't have
Okay.
time. I feel like you just have to do that impulsive decision. Obviously, that is a privilege. Not everyone can just like, book a ticket just out of nowhere. But I'm saying like, even me, I have been wanting to do a solo trip for my birthday for so long, and I've been wanting to do solo trips in general. And I just feel like I'm not in a place to do it right now, and I feel like I just keep pushing it off with excuses and excuses. And it's just so important to, go deeper into that spontaneous self that you were like in your child era,
It's not even important, bro. Like we need to do this shit. Like we need to go travel. I met a guy. He's 33. He's 10 years older than me, and he was Indian. And I was like, "Yo, what do you wish you did more when you were 23?" And instantly, he was like, "Travel, go travel, go experience new cultures." And another main takeaway of this is like, I really understand how vital like it's not importance. It's like vitality. Like you need to, like you have to do this. Like you are alive, you know, like you are living a life. You are doing, you know, life a disservice by not escaping out of your four walls that you're in every single day. The world is so big, bro. Like I was flying and I was looking at mountains. I was looking at villages and mountains and shit. And I'm just like, bro, I've never
Like
seen
shit.
mountains before. Bro,
Why? Who says
I've never seen
that?
like the mountains, like these villages were so close to the clouds.
Right.
I was like, yo, people live like that. I'm here in Rinky Dinky, Orlando,
This man
Florida, you
turned into
know?
a monk after he came back.
No, but honestly, like in a way, yeah, bro. Like that's what
It's
those types of
enlightening,
trips could
yeah.
do to you. And I only flew 3 hours away. Imagine I went to like some really deserted area,
Right.
you know?
You
It's
know,
crazy, bro.
what's something that people have more of an accessible, entryway to. People can't just like fly whenever they want. So what's something that they can do to tap into their younger child self that they can do more often?
Stay in a different city in your state.
You all know, right, that's still go on not Airbnb. Accessible.
Oh, okay. We're going smarter than that. Right. Okay.
Well, that is a good idea.
Let me think.
A staycation.
Yeah, like I look that up all the time. Like an Airbnb an hour away on like a beach town that like you've never been to. Mm-hmm. Like, but smaller than that, you know. I think one thing that I've been doing, especially over the last few months, is dressing the way that I used to.
Finally. I've been waiting.
Because this is a talking point that I wanted to bring up that like we kind of talked about is I remember like when I was a kid I was one type of person, and then as we get older, as we go through puberty, we mature, we meet people in our community, we meet different types of people who are not much like us, but of course we're influenced by them because we're around them every day, we're on the school bus with them, you know, we're in class with them, right. Blah blah. You turn into another person, right? And then it's like once you eliminate those people from your lives and you go back to living the life that you were before you knew them, you start going back to who you were as a kid. And I feel like kind of like what you were saying earlier, it's like we were the happiest in our lives when we were kids because we didn't have worry, because we didn't have stress. You know, the biggest stressor in your life was like missing the school bus, you know, like life was great despite what circumstance you were in. Even if you were like dirt poor, you don't recognize that you're dirt poor when you're that young. It's just your life, right. You know. And so yeah, bro. Like I remember in elementary school, I used to wear baggy jean shorts all the time.
Not those, the ones that used to fall all the way to your knees. Not those.
And now I don't take those jorts off me, and I love them.
Please keep that in 2010.
I love that so much. I cut my hair short again. You know, I had my, for people that knew me throughout when I was maybe like 13 to 21, I had my hair dumb long.
23. Like,
yeah. And it's like now, like I don't want to grow my hair anymore because you know, I feel like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way. And it's and I think my biggest message is the main thing that I was feeling when I was in Colombia, just learning, bro. Like learning. Just I saw this meme today where it was like a happy face and a sad face. It was very simple. It was a happy face and a sad face, like a person reading a book, right? And on one side they were happy, one side they were sad. And the caption was the same. The caption just said, "Oh my God, I have to learn." You know? And it's like on one side, you can either be sad and upset and mad and frustrated that you have to learn something when you're reading, or you can be excited. Mm. You can be happy. You can be
the other
willing,
side of the corn.
You know, to read.
Corn, coin.
Exactly.
What? The other side of the coin.
The corn. The corn. The other side of the corn.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you get what I'm saying? Just being, oh, bro, like being there, I was just like, I love just not knowing anything. And I love just asking people like, yo, what is this? Like, what do you do? Like, da da da.
Yeah, you know? I'm so happy that you had the experience of immersing yourself in Colombian culture and learning Spanish authentically instead of just learning from an app. You know?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you
bro,
had
that. I learned more Spanish in 4 days than I did in my whole life.
Yeah, I'm trying to
you
go.
Know, just like being there.
Solo tripping.
Being there, I had to order coffee, I had to order food. Nobody in Medellin speaks English. I was grateful to meet somebody that does. I had to get my COVID test, I had to get directions, I had to get everything. And yeah, I mean, I won't keep yapping off. My main point is just stop being so rigid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And be a little fragile sometimes, you know, be a little soft sometimes. Be okay with knowing that you don't know anything. And remind yourself, like, what did you enjoy most as a kid? What did you enjoy the most as a child? For me, it was always meeting people. It was always learning. I loved learning, you know. And it's ironic because I did horrible in school. But, you know, school and learning is there's a lot of disparity between those two. I've always loved learning. And And yeah, man, so go learn something new and go travel somewhere. It's not important, bro. It's vital. You have to. There is so much that gets covered up by just these everyday emotions like stress, anxiety, whatever. And we really lose touch of what is really important, what is pure, like what the soul really needs to stay alive, to grow. And it's things like learning and traveling and meeting and whatever.
Yeah, like, why do you think our parents get so happy when they're riding bikes here, or if they have the chance to watch a kids show that they enjoyed back home? Because, like, they were never able to have the chance to really hone into their child self. You know, they grew up so early and they were never able to explore that child self. They just had to grow up. And like, I was just like thinking about what you were saying, how you just have to be vulnerable and you also have to be open to the idea of, you know, building yourself back up and building yourself a new identity or a reinvented identity, even as you're an adult. You know, you don't have to stick with the identity that you were stuck with your whole life or your whole adult life. You know, you're able to change. And I don't really have the chance to bike as often as I would like, but if I were biking again, like in Central Park or in the park somewhere, it would just remind me of like when I used to bike when I was younger, when my nanapa used to teach me how to bike, or like back when I was sneaking away from my house and my mom was chasing me with their car. You know, it just like reminds me of those like free times when I was younger. And, you know, it just really makes me want to be impulsive. And if you do have the chance to do it on a smaller scale, you really should. Like, the reason that I do so many solo dates now, obviously because I find them really important and because I think that they're really crucial in your independence. But I remember, like, in high school, I had a whole bucket list of things that I wanted to do. And my first ever solo trip that I did in high school or ever was me going to the Empire State by myself. And it was just, like, so freeing for me. And now, like, yeah. I feel that same extent when I do things like that, you know.
So what are some things that you do now that you used to like to do?
You know what? Don't ask me nothing. That,
what do you do?
You know, when I was younger, I used to collect stickers. I had a sticker book and I would just glue in stickers in there. And now I don't collect stickers anymore, but I do collect mugs from different countries and different places that I visit.
That's true.
And so
that's true.
I get a lot of excitement when I collect mugs from every single location that I go to. Even like when you came back, I told you to bring me a mug. Like when my friends go to places, I tell them to bring me mugs. And it's just like a an older version of my younger self, you know, like I evolved. And I also used to collect seashells, but I don't really go to the beach as often. And I also realized that I didn't really have like a memory box or like any way of documenting the things that I've collected over the past few years. So I just recently opened up a little memory box, you know, on my last day of school.
When you say that this stuff gets you excited, what do you mean by that?
It's just something so little, you know, but it's like something that I look forward to. So like when I go on a trip, I immediately go for like the souvenir shop to get a mug, and just like, it's just like something that you look forward to. And like, even if I have a tough week and I know that I have a solo date planned at the end of the week, it just makes me more motivated to finish on a happy note and more motivated to actually, you know, reach that point. Because I don't know, it's just like simple joys now that I'm starting to appreciate a lot more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when I was, when I was over there and I was just looking around, there are a lot of similarities between, like, you know, rural Florida and Colombia. And one of the main points that I want to bring up when I was talking about, you know, being a kid and things change when you meet people. You know, I grew up in Florida. Like, I'm a Florida boy. I jumped in lakes and climbed trees when I was a kid. But it's like when I got like a little bit older and like, I was just so dramatic, or so I dramatized New York City so much to where I was told her I'm from the
dramatized
Bronx.
Is not the word. No, it is a word, but I don't think it's the word that you're trying to say.
Yeah, I made near. I glorified. Yeah, that works too.
All right, fine. Okay, continue.
Sure, girl. I'm so sorry. You got a master's degree now. She.
Yeah.
You guys don't know about the list that I got. Yeah, go I'll keep that. I'll keep that between us. That's fine. But then I got a little older. I was like, I'm from New York City. I like skyscrapers and Starbucks coffee.
Only we have Starbucks. You don't have Starbucks. Only New York.
But I don't know, like. Being in this like barren land again and just seeing like trees and rivers and clouds and sunsets, I was like, man, like this is the stuff that I really like, you know. I love nature.
Yeah.
And I don't say that enough. I love trees.
Me too.
Like that. That sounds so small, right? Like I'm just saying I love trees, but why am I smiling so big saying that?
Yeah,
you know. It's like a, you know, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to like feel it and say it at the same time.
Yeah.
That's when like it really hits. Like I'm just thinking about trees and I get happy, you know, and yeah, man. So I think like that right there shows the value of connecting back to your childhood, you know?
That's why so many of our parents want to move back to their hometown and their, you know, their villages, because they feel the most comfortable and they want to have like those
home, bro.
Child roots again.
It's just home.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody always wants to find their way home. And I think that's kind of what I put on the back of my book. You know, I put a little piece. It says, in this life of exile, how do you find your, or how do you get back home? You know, in this life that's filled with so much, third party material, like what do you do to bring yourself back home? And I think that that's a mission that everybody should be on, even if you don't feel like you need it. Your soul needs it, you
know? I have a quote that I have up in my parents' house. Do you want to hear it? I feel like it fits well.
Yes.
Hold on, what let me it? Text back my baby cousin. He asked me, Apu, you're close to hitting 10,000 subscribers, will you do a special video for it?
No way. Oh, goody.
Yeah.
He's a cutie pie. I got to take him on a little vacation.
Yeah, come on.
I got to take him to Silicon Valley.
Introduce him Silicon to some Valley. Software engineer. Fall off the mountain.
Introduce him to some software engineer.
You would love
trying
that.
To get him a job.
11-year-old boy. All right. So I have a...
You play Roblox?
I have a poster up at my parents' house, and there's a little quote on it that I had to send to my mama recently because he also really liked it. It says... The poor long for riches, the rich long for heaven, but the wise desire tranquility.
Mm.
That's a good one, right?
I like
it
that.
Fits. And it's
true.
It's on a little picture of the beach. It says relax in the back. You know, my parents really, they got the memo. They got the memo.
But you know what's funny is like messages like that, like what I'm about to say, it goes back to the whole me feeling like a first grader. Is like everybody hears this stuff. Everybody's like, oh yeah, like
you need to experience.
I just
want to
find peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to find peace. You know, I just want to be at peace. And everybody's saying that while they're stressing out about 20 things while they're saying it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
I said that
instead of like, yeah, buy the posters. You know, buy the frames, whatever. But really, just don't stop there. Like, please don't just say it. Please don't just write it down. Please don't just buy something to remind you of it. Like, please go do it.
Yeah,
like,
do actually, the little things.
Like, I was, like, one of the guys that I met, he said this thing. He was like, you know, if you're driving down the highway, if you see one person who is just sitting on their car because their car broke down and they're, like, crying and asking for help, or if you saw another person whose car broke down, but they're behind the car pushing it down the highway, trying to get it to the gas station, who would you rather help? You know, you would rather help the person who's trying, you know, you would. And it's the person who's trying that's always going to get closer to their destination instead of just sitting around and waiting for, you know, heaven to come to them. You know, it doesn't come to people who just sit around and just ask.
Go getters.
And ask for it. You know, you gotta really put in the sweat and put in the steps to really get this type of stuff. So please go travel. Like, please go travel.
If you can.
Go travel somewhere. that's inferred. Like, everybody can, whether it's you go camping, like, 50 minutes away, or, like, go sleep in your backyard or something. Just do something different. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, this whole trip has me feeling just so, I'm just so empowered to tell people to go do what I did. Like, that's how much it affected me. Like, anywhere I've ever been, anything I've ever done, I'm just like, yeah, it was cool. This is the only thing where I'm just like, yo, like, please go do it.
Yeah.
Like, please, like, I'm done. Go to Colombia. Go to Medellin. Thank you, Victor. I met a sweet man named Victor.
Yeah.
He doesn't let me call him Victor.
Victor.
When I say Victor, he'll yell at me. Victor.
Good.
What's it called? To my dear listeners, I met a white man. His name is Jacob. He's from Manchester. This man lived in Dhaka for 6 months. Isn't that crazy?
Dhaka, Bangladesh.
This is a white man who lived in Bangladesh for 6 months. You don't meet people like that just on the street, you know? You find them in a rooftop hostel in Medellin. You feel me? Go out. As you guys know, we have a podcast. And
on this podcast, I hope you know that by now.
I hope you guys know that we have a podcast called Difficult Dish, and by the name Difficult Dish, we have an Instagram, and we ask you guys for your thoughts and opinions and feelings
about our still on the topics. Same bullshit, even though he came back from another country.
Do you know where they can find our Instagram?
Is that Difficult Dish? No dash. DIFFICULTIS.
Yeah, we got the whole thing. Yeah. All these little podcasts got the word podcast after the name. Mm-hmm. Got some underscores.
Got, right? They got some dashes.
We don't need all that. We got it like that.
We got it like
that. You feel
that.
Me? You feel me? Give us a five.
What are you talking to?
If you're not gonna give us a if you're not gonna give us a five, don't rate us. Don't give us a four. What's the point of that?
Yeah, no, someone DM me.
Why? What does that do for us?
Who is he talking to?
Tell me.
Someone DM me and they're like,
three? For what? Sorry.
Someone DM me and they were like, who the hell gave you a 4.9? Who?
Deadass.
Who?
Why?
Why do we not have a perfect rating? Sounds like
if you're listening and you haven't given us a five, I know who you are. Okay, we have all your information. We don't. Okay, the first response is dreaming about my dream careers. You do that a lot. You what did you want to be?
Fashion designer.
When you were in I remember that. You guys haven't seen the historic fashion design lookbook. Oh man, tell them about
I
that.
Posted on my Twitter like last year or something, but I wanted to be a fashion designer back in the day, you know, the Hannah Montana days. I had a whole lookbook that I created with only Hannah Montana outfits. It was nothing original. No Mahua Khan 11th original. Just Miley Stewart, Hannah Montana outfits. I actually posted on my Twitter, you know, the little side-by-side because, you know, I indeed did come out with my own designs. As you guys know, I am.
You did?
Yeah, I don't know. Just a little, you know.
Wait, where? That's crazy.
That's crazy. Just, you know, a few 11thev.com if you didn't know about that.
Huh?
Shut up.
sorry.
But, yeah, so I did become, you know, somewhat of a little designer myself, if I must say.
Okay, that defeats the purpose of what she was saying. Do you have any, like...
Oh, dreams.
Were you ever, like... Yeah, that I'm were still you ever, thinking like, about. I wanna...
Pediatrician.
I wanna go to Mars. Nobody dreams about that. Who dreams about that?
I wanted to be a pediatrician for so long. You didn't know that?
All right. I don't think this question is for you.
All right, fine. I mean, I did dream about being a pediatrician for years, and then I started working with nonprofits.
Imagine you're talking to a five-year-old and you're saying that. You think they're gonna get happy? I wanted to be an astronaut, okay? And thanks for asking. I wanted to be on the moon.
I also wanted to be an engineer once, but my first grade teacher,
I'm on the next one.
My first grade teacher thought I meant like train conductor.
You know, I was on the robotics team. I used to build robots when I was in eighth grade. I used to want to be an engineer.
Freaking big ass ears, big ass nose, no teeth.
What's happening? I'm gonna leave this podcast.
All right, no, continue. What was your dream?
The second, no, I said I want to be an astronaut.
Okay, so what are you doing now? To fulfill
nothing.
To fulfill your astronaut dream.
All right, the next.
Wait,
next
I want to
opinion.
Add on. My goodness, I gotta cut what all this. What else?
A pediatrician.
No,
an engineer.
I wanted to add. I want to say how a lot of us had, you know, I can't even talk to you.
What? You want to be a freaking a lawyer? That, 5-year-old that, lawyer?
I want to be a princess. But anyway, a lot of us have our child dreams that we had to, you know, leave behind to pursue our realistic dreams that our parents have told us to pursue, or, you know, our dreams have changed. But I realize that a lot of us are trying to get into that realm of our childlike dreams, whether it is like small things. So like, even if you are an astronaut, maybe you are trying to like learn more about astronomy or like physics. You know, me and you really like the sun and moon. Maybe that's your little way of becoming an astronaut in your present self. And, you know, I didn't become a pediatrician. So what I was saying with that is that even though I didn't become a pediatrician, I still found a way in helping kids, you know? I became a teacher. That's true. And it's still in the same realm, obviously not to the same extent, but it's just like a lot of us are trying to tap into our childlike dreams by doing, you know, present day things on a smaller scale that also relate to that. You know, you don't have to get to that dream on the whole scale, but there's still some ways that you can implement some of it in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
No, now it's exactly.
No, that was a good point. That was a good talking point.
Yeah.
You know, about a 5-year-old freaking engineer. the next point, a couple people talked about it, but it's just music, you know.
Mm.
Digging in, trying to find your old song. Mm. You ever try to do that? You ever gonna deep dive?
You know what I miss? Every single year, you know, when the MP3 player came out. Every single year, I would illegally download the YouTube converter from YouTube converter, the top 100 hits remix. You know what I'm talking about? And in December, someone would put all of the songs together and it would be like a remix.
Why does she think she's special? Like, why does she think not every?
No, but I'm saying, do you remember? I used to love that. I used to memorize like the whole remix, like every single song. I used to love that. And honestly, like, I actually should listen to that right after this. But on top of that, I actually posted on my story recently. I started listening to One Direction again and the Guitar Hero playlist again. Because when you listen to playlists like that, it just makes you feel like you're in high school again. Like, you start remembering all these different feelings that you had back in the day that you completely forgot about. And it's just so nice to feel something again, you know? Feel electric and young again.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about listening to old music is, like, just old memories come. You know, they come to you. And it's just, like, shit that, like, you thought you completely forgot.
Yeah.
You know, and you listen to the song and be like, damn, I haven't heard this song since this happened. And, you know, I think something that I just want to say is I feel like a lot of people who are listening to this episode, they might just be like, oh, you know, like, this stuff is great, but, like, it's, you know, I don't need to do it. You know, like, I'll be fine if I don't do it. And I kind of said this before, but I really want to get this point across is, of course, we have obligations. Our parents want us to graduate. Our parents want us to get good jobs, and we all want to take care of our parents. And that's always going to be there. We're not trying to say, put that stuff to the side and focus on yourself. But just remember that you focusing on yourself is going to help you in everything.
Mm.
It is going to make you more motivated. It is going to bring you more energy. It's going to bring a happier relationship with you and your parents. It helps you in everything. So don't think about it as just like, oh, like, I'm gonna do this and then I'm gonna feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. No, that good feeling transfers into other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that energy, it's what's the word, like the first law of thermodynamics, you know. it's like it. when energy, you know, energy is never destroyed. It's either, you know, it's just moved to a different place.
Mm.
So when you get that feeling, it goes into other places. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does. Mm-hmm. So don't just think about the stuff as like, you're going to do it, you feel good. I mean, ah, cool. Last 10 seconds. No. If you think about it like that, yes. Don't think about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about like, if you make yourself feel good, it will help you in so many places. And I'm telling you this not because I believe it's true. I'm telling you this because I am going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you're listening, just don't only listen and just get over it. Just please try to.
Yeah, we're saying this as you're older. I can't say brother and sister.
I mean, I don't want to say older. Just like your friend, bro. You're like your friend who just did something.
Yeah.
Like, just hear me out.
You know, so cute. You know? A lot of people call me their older internet apu. Isn't that so cute?
That's cute.
I feel like that was your advice, no? As you guys know, we end off our episodes with a piece of advice from each of us. It's usually 30 seconds, but I can't say the same for someone else in this podcast.
Well, no. We're not doing this, okay?
So listen, I have a piece of advice. Sorry, this episode was jokes and cracks.
It really wasn't, though. We were spitting some shit.
No, we were. Everything we said is
very important, okay? Very, very important.
We're just jabbing at one another, though, in the process. I have a piece of advice. I'm going to have to start following it, though. Starting now. So, I just bought a ticket for me and my brother to LA and San Fran. This is the first time that he is, like, really ever traveling. We went to Florida before. But this is a graduation gift to him and to me. You know, he deserves it. We both deserve it. And I think I'm always in this mindset where I can't spend money because I'm saving up for something great or grand in the future. And if you do have the privilege of having a savings account and you have a good amount in there, you feel like you have your emergency fund, you have like you're saving up money for anything else, and you're just saving up for a house or a car, whatever it is, a lot of people wait on something big, even though they don't know what it is really. Spend that money on traveling, because traveling is just a personal investment to yourself, and the way that you learn in these experiences is something that you will never get, especially when you're older. And I'm really just trying to, you know, spend more money on traveling, especially now that I can, because I've graduated, I'm not married yet, I'm not, you know, I have the free time to do it. I'd rather do it now when I'm younger. But it's so important, like getting into that cultural element, learning about other people, just exploring the world. There's literally over 200 countries. We've only lived in one, you know. There's so much to see. Mm. But yeah, sorry. That was a little bit high, wasn't it?
So you knew it was. Like, why are you asking?
That's what I was speeding up.
Listen, I got a bunch. All right, but I'm gonna just say one. You kept saying this thing throughout the whole episode of like, oh, you know, if you have the privilege to do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you're able to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
My friend Victor that I met, his dream is to come to the United States, but he is physically not able to get his visa approved to come here because the US will just ask him why he wants to come here, and he'll say for fun, and then they'll be like, no, you're just going to come here and you're going to stay and you're going to, you know, be an illegal immigrant. He's tried to get his visa. He gets denied every single time. Living in America, growing up in your four walls, you forget what the outside world looks like and what other people around the world go through. Real people, you know, like people in other countries, we like to think of them as like, oh, you're just in another country. These are real people just like you, you know. This guy who is the sweetest guy I met, his dream is to come here. He can't. Mm. Unless you marry someone from here. Living in America, you have so much opportunity. You can do whatever you want in this country. You know, our parents always say, like, oh, we came here to give you guys opportunity. We're always like, what do you, like, yeah, but like, what do you mean? Bro, these third world countries, you can't do anything. You can't start a business, you know? People will just, like, raid your shit and take everything, and the government will just close you down. You are blessed to live in this country. So I, un- like, and
Well, I think I'm talking about like if you have parents that don't let you out.
I know. I'm not directing this at you, but I'm directing this at the people who just make a lot of excuses. Not saying that all excuses are invalid. Like I get it. Out of all people, I get it. Not being able to do something. I'm not attacking you, but please don't use that as like leverage to not do something. Don't use the phrase "I can't" or "I'm unable to." Like, don't say that, bro. Because everybody, like every successful person in the world, will tell you, you know, if you really want it, you can go get it. And obviously, take that with a grain of salt. But that's something that I've really learned is like we live in America, bro. Like we live in the land of opportunity. You could do whatever you want here. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Rate us a 5, rate us a 6 if you can. And tell us you love us and go travel.
All right. We love you guys. Follow us to Labyrinth Avenue with Shun Manir. We'll see you guys next week. Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com, that's M-O-O-D.com, to get started. Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.